let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. And this week we are joined by our special guest, Adam Booth, who is the sales and marketing representative in U.S. and Canada for Explora. Explora.com is the website. Hello to you, Adam, first.
Hi there, Randy. Thank you for the opportunity. Good to be with you.
And Ananta, who joins us every week. I'm going to turn it over to you, Ananta, and just tell us what piqued your interest when you heard what Explora has to offer.
Yeah, it was an exciting opportunity. You know, a lot of my guests and my travelers are looking for alternatives to maybe typical sun destinations in Europe. There seems to be a lot of airlift to South America now. And so I thought, you know, I want to know who I can present to our travelers as an opportunity to explore South America. So with Explora, they travel to different destinations, but I think the best person to tell us about those destinations is Adam. So Adam, tell us where you have your accommodations and the experiences that our travelers can look into.
Sure. Yeah, it would be my pleasure, Ananta. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you both. So again, I, as Randy mentioned, I represent a company by the name of Explora, and it's a company that it's a South American company. It has a long, very storied history that many of our listeners may not know about. So that's why I'm glad to be here to share the story. But it was a company that was founded in 1993. By a man by the name of Pedro Ibanez. So he was a Chilean entrepreneur, very much an entrepreneur as well as a very passionate explorer. He's from Chile, and he used to spend his time, growing up and going down to Chilean Patagonia, at the very bottom of South America, hiking, camping with friends, going on adventures in the mountains, the beautiful forests. And he kind of came up with this idea at a certain point where at this time, kind of slow, intentional travel, very immersive travel wasn't really much of a thing. And he, at least kind of what he could see and whereabouts he was based out of. And so he kind of came up with an idea that he wanted to begin an exploration company, a travel company that could allow guests to really immerse themselves in remote places of South America. And that's where the company began. And it began opening our first lodge in 1993 in Torres del Paine National Park in Patagonia of Chile. And it's been quite over the past, coming up on about 35 years now, the expansion has been absolutely amazing. Now Explora owns and operates a network of all-inclusive luxury lodges around the entire continent of South America. So they began in Patagonia, as I mentioned, Torres del Paine National Park. It's one of the most famous national parks on earth. Definitely probably the most famous region of Patagonia. Patagonia is a huge territory shared by Chile and Argentina. And today there is a network of about 9. By the end of the year, we're opening actually 2 more lodges in Patagonia. So by the end of the year, we're going to have 5 lodges in Patagonia, 3 on the Chilean side and 2 on the Argentina side. And we also have lodges in other exciting places as well. So we have a lodge on the Easter Island, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean off the coast of South America. The Atacama Desert in northern Chile, the number one stargazing destination on the planet. The Sacred Valley of Peru near Machu Picchu. And as well, we have a very interesting experience in the Uyuni Salt Flats of Bolivia, the largest salt flat on the planet. And so it's very much been quite the expansion since kind of Pedro began the company in 1993. But I would quickly add that the expansion, it's been very deliberate, right? It's been a very, I don't want to say a slow expansion by any means, but a very cautious expansion because they wanted to make sure that they were building lodges in very deliberate areas, very unique ecosystems, very remote places of South America, that had something truly special to offer to folks and to allow people to connect to nature, connect to remote ecosystems. So it's been quite an exciting journey since the company began in 1993.
Well, it does sound exciting because a lot of the places that you've just listed off are on a lot of people's bucket list trips. And for me, you know, when I hear that, I get very excited because one of my bucket lists is to go to Easter Island and to see the beautiful statues and to learn about it, which is part of how you share the experience with the guests. You sit down with them and you kind of go over what they're looking for when they're upon arrival and then create their time there. Is that correct?
That's perfectly correct. Yeah, you're exactly spot on. So again, we're very much an exploration company. We're pioneering exploration, and our lodges, we just use our lodges as kind of base camps to explore the surrounding ecosystems. And as you mentioned, we're all inclusive, all meals, all drink included. Domestic airport transfers included as well. So it's very simple. You fly into the right domestic region and we take over from there. And depending on the destination, we offer anywhere between 30 to 50 guided explorations. And the great thing for all of our guests is virtually none of these activities and explorations have to be pre-booked. All right. So there's a couple exceptions, a couple activities that may have an additional cost or that we may require, you know, advanced notice. But ultimately, the ultimate concept is when your guides come to the lodge, or yourself comes to the lodge, sorry, our guides will give you a welcome orientation. They'll sit you down, give you a nice welcome drink after your journey, and kind of figure out why are you here? You know, what interested you bringing you to this location? What are you looking to do? What are your physical capabilities? You know, so we're very much an adventurous exploration company. It does not mean that you have to be able to hike a mountain to enjoy your time with us. You know, we can do the hard stuff. We can also do the very gentle, easy stuff as well. We can go on a beautiful kilometer trail walk through the forest with the mountains in the distance, turn around, come back, and then just enjoy the beautiful scenery. So we really have something for everybody, and it all can be decided upon arrival at the lodge. And the great thing is, we reassess every single evening. So at 6 o'clock in the evening, before dinner, every single day, our guides will sit back down with you and essentially ask you, how's your day today? How are you feeling? Let's talk about tomorrow. Do you want to sleep in? You know, do you want to do a half day exploration? Do you want to do a full day exploration? And what they'll do is, if you can kind of imagine it, you'll gather in one of the common areas of the lodge and they'll pull out a map. And they'll put a map on the table in front of you, and they'll ask you if you want a glass of wine or a beer or a water, whatever you would like. And they'll begin drawing on the map, and they'll say, this is where you went today. This is kind of the area that we explored. These are the options that we have for tomorrow. What do you want to do tomorrow? Where do you want to go? So it's very educational in nature, educating, you know, our guests on the ecosystems that they'll be exploring. And then depending on the destination, we offer a range of activities as far as hiking, horseback riding. We have our own horseback riding stables at some of our destinations, bike riding, e-bikes, snorkeling, scuba diving. So a whole, you know, plethora of activities and explorations that we can offer.
So it really does, you know, encourage couples or solo travelers or small groups to come to the destination and to your properties of the day, right?
Correct. Yeah, I often get asked, you know, what is our typical demographic of guests? And it's a bit of a difficult answer to question to answer, because we do have something for everybody. Ultimately, you know, our guests, our travelers are people who are curious. They're looking to involve themselves in, you know, beautiful natural landscapes. You know, typically they are more active people who want to get outside and want to learn a thing or two about the ecosystem that they're in. But we get a lot of multi-generational families, you know, with older couples, you know, grandparents, younger parents, you know, young kids, teenagers. And kind of the concept I was just talking about a few minutes ago, where you come to the lodge and decide every single evening what you want to do the next day. It creates opportunities where if you come down as a multi-generational family, not everybody has to do the entire same thing, right? The grandparents or whoever else, they can go on a simple walk, you know, to enjoy the scenery. The kids can go on a horseback ride, or the teenagers can go on a long day hike themselves with their parents. Whatever people want to do, and if they want to split up, if they want to stick together, we have something for everybody. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about it. We want people to, you know, immerse themselves in the way they feel most comfortable. But at the same time, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Our guides, they'll always kind of try and push our guests out of their comfort zones a little bit. Our experiences are very empowering. Like I said, we get a lot of multi-gen families, a lot of couples, a lot of honeymooners celebrating their weddings, of course, and a lot of solo travelers, as you mentioned, Ananta. People who, you know, they want to come down, you know, and experience something for themselves. And they maybe want to participate in some of our small group explorations and engage with other guests of the hotels, other like-minded guests. So ultimately, yeah, we have something for everybody.
And what I like about it too is that South America, the time zones are similar or manageable from North America. So you don't have extreme jet lag, which is good because, you know, going to other destinations like Asia and Europe, you do have to acclimate yourself quite a bit before you can really enjoy the destination. So it's a win-win, you know, destination, the opportunity for Canadians to get to the location, and then experiencing something perhaps new for them. I like it.
Definitely. Yeah, you're correct. There is very little, if any, time change depending on the time of year that you're going. For instance, right now, the time in Chile is the exact same time as Eastern Standard Time. They're on Eastern Standard Time, essentially, as us. So there would be no time change, and that can fluctuate depending on the year. I also want to kind of highlight a real unique point for us. You know, we're very much involved in sustainability and conservation. We are a company that is B Corp certified, and that essentially means that we maintain very high standards for environmental and social responsibility. There's not many travel companies that are out there that are B Corp certified. And then in addition to that, Explora owns and operates two of our very own private conservation reserves. And so one of them is on the edge of Torres del Paine National Park in Patagonia. It's about almost 15,000 acres in size, where we created the conservation reserve in partnership with the Nature Conservancy. And then we also have a conservation reserve in the Atacama Desert of northern Chile called the Puritama Conservation Reserve, which is over 17,000 acres of land that we own. And we do a lot of conservation work. We have a team that is working tirelessly every single day to study the ecosystem, preserve the biodiversity, support the cultural heritage, and so on and so on. And so we're very much involved in these responsible ways of, you know, low impact travel and really supporting the ecosystems that we're exploring. So it's a great way to, when you come and visit our lodges, there's a deep kind of purposeful meaning behind your stay with us. Check out our website. You know, Randy mentioned it at the beginning, www.explora.com. And you can read all about our different destinations, you know, in Patagonia, in the Atacama Desert. As I mentioned, you know, the Atacama Desert, it's the highest altitude desert on Earth. It's the world's best stargazing destination on the planet. We have our own private observatory, high-powered telescope in the backyard of our lodge, where we can go out with our guests every single evening and take turns, do some initial stargazing, and then take turns using our high-powered telescope to look at the planets, look at the different constellations. So again, it's very, very immersive, very educational. So please, yeah, check out our website. You can find all about the destinations we operate in, the conservation reserves. You can read more about that, which I kind of began speaking about. And then, yeah, we would love to have, you know, anyone listening, come down to Patagonia or Peru to visit Machu Picchu with us, or Easter Island. And I promise you, we're going to take good care of you, and you're going to have an amazing time.
Well, it does sound like an amazing experience. I do like the whole idea of all-inclusive. And when you say lodges, how big of lodges are? Like, how many rooms are we talking about? And I get the idea that it's a constant flow of people in and out. It's not like it's a set tour or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So our lodges, the biggest lodges we operate have 50 rooms. All right. So we have a few lodges that have up to 50 rooms. And then a couple of our lodges go as small as 10 to 20 rooms. And so they're not these huge, kind of more larger, typical all-inclusive that we might be more familiar with. They are kind of smaller in scale. And the really cool thing about them, they are luxury lodges. They are all-inclusive, but mm-hmm. they're kind of more understated luxury. The architecture, the lodges are always meant to kind of blend into the surrounding ecosystem. We kind of want to act, we want to have as low impact as possible, almost act as if we're not there. The emphasis for us is always on the outdoors. And so the lodges are very beautiful, understated luxury, but you're not going to find, TVs in the bedrooms, that sort of thing. We have, swimming pools, jacuzzis, you can get a massage, you can take an afternoon off if you want and get a nice massage. We have the saunas, that sort of thing. But for us, yeah, the emphasis is always on the outdoors.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
We have, yes. It's a great question.
Because everybody wants that.
we have perfectly operating Wi-Fi at every single destination. I was just last year, I hosted a group of travelers to our lodge on Easter Island, which is a five-hour flight into the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Very remote, one of the most remote islands on Earth. Of course, as Onanta mentioned, famous for the Moai statue. There's almost 1,000 of these statues all across the island. And even in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, we have perfectly operating Wi-Fi. So we get a lot of travelers who, they're busy people, they want to stay in touch with their loved ones back home, or they got to do some work mm-hmm. on the laptop, whatever the case may be. We have perfectly operating Wi-Fi at all of our destinations.
Well, if you're traveling with teenagers, you got to have Wi-Fi so they could at least get an hour of gaming in, no matter how wonderful the surroundings are around them.
Correct. Yeah, that's another important point as well. So no worries. You're not going to be that totally removed from technology. You're going to have the essentials. So there's a nice combination of the two, the surrounding ecosystem as well as the technology needed to not go too crazy, right?
Well, it does sound like a great way to explore South America. As you mentioned, people can get more information on your website, explora.com. Adam Booth joining us, sales and marketing representative in U.S. and Canada for Explora. Any last words, Adam?
So I do encourage everyone to go on the website, read about our destinations. If you've never been to South America before, my mom, she just visited our lodge in Peru and went to Machu Picchu a couple of weeks ago. That was her first time to the continent. And she had an absolute amazing time. So if you've never been to South America before, this is maybe a new kind of more adventurous, off the beaten path destination for yourself. We make it very easy. We take very good care of you. And I promise you're going to have an amazing time with us and some awesome stories to bring home to your loved ones and for yourself, more importantly. So that's kind of where I would leave it off with.
So appreciate you joining us, Adam. Appreciate you doing this. And thanks again to the both of you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.